This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The 8 o'clock hour of the Steve Cochran Show is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. I'm Brian Noonan in for Steve this week. Steve will be back on Monday. Big changes coming to education. If your children are in school, this will affect them. It will definitely affect you. It's going to affect how things are run. The House passed a rewrite to the No Child Left Behind law, and the Senate is voting on that today. Lily Eskelson Garcia is the president of the National Education Association. She joins us now on 720 WGN. Good morning, Lily. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brian. It's an honor to be here.
Well, this is exciting for anybody who has kids in school. We've all heard of No Child Left Behind, but the new bill is Every Student Succeeds. That's the name of the act, the Every Student Succeeds Act. What is that, and how does it differ from No Child Left Behind?
Well, you are right. This is an exciting time. This is like the 4th of July, Christmas Day, New Year's, Happy Hanukkah, where every beloved celebration you ever wanted to have is rolled into one, because today, with the Senate vote, we end the disastrous No Child Left Untested. And we move forward. We will never speak the law, never to be spoken of again. We will move forward to Every Student Succeeds. And I'll tell you where the game changer is. Congress will no longer be our national school board, because we know how well they can, play in the sandbox together. And here's the thing. I have to hand it to them. I know that we bash Congress a lot. It's our national pastime. But they did something amazing. And when they do something right, I think we've got to, give them all the love.
Give them some love, Lily. Give
them
some love.
Give them some love. They did a good thing with Every Student Succeeds. Because here's what we will end. We will end that test and punish. All I need to know about your kid, all that education means to your kid, is did they hit an arbitrary cut score on a standardized test in math and reading? Check. That's all they get. And we know that a whole blessed child can be succeeding on a lot of different levels that will never show up on a standardized test. That standardized test gives us some information, by the way, but it's very limited information, and they were using it to say, this child is a failure. This child can't go to fourth grade. This child can't graduate. This school is a failure, and only based on that standardized test. That was toxic.
So I'm guessing... I'm guessing by your reaction that educators, because if you talk to teachers, that's their biggest gripe, that they have to teach for the test, that it's like you said, constant standardized testing. So are teachers and educators, administrators at the state levels, are they very happy about this? They've got to be, right?
They are thrilled, but there's a big but here. Mm-hmm. Now the action moves to the state level. And here's what I want folks to realize, because as I talk to my colleagues and I say, what will replace that single standardized test is the federal government now will say every state needs to have a dashboard of multiple indicators. Now, one of those, graduation rates, proficiency for kids learning English, those are important things to know. Also, you get to come up with and be creative. I had one teacher in California who said, you know what I hope they measure? I hope they measure how many of our students graduate having already earned college credit. Mm-hmm. You can count that. And it means you would have an incredibly different kind of program than just one-size-fits-all test and punish. So our educators are already thinking about the things they want to see on a dashboard. We are organizing now, not just our educators, but parents and civil rights groups and advocacy groups for children with disabilities. And we're saying, here's what we want on that dashboard. And when we see where the gaps are, because there are gaps between children that live in very challenging situations and children that are born with silver spoons in their mouths, and bless them, what we want for all kids is what the most affluent neighborhoods schools in the country have. We want all kids to have what they need.
Makes sense.
So I wouldn't take one thing away from one kid. I would just lift everybody up. And we have a chance now in state legislatures to have our voice heard.
Lily Eskelson-Garcia is the president of the National Education Association. So we know how it'll affect educators, but on a day-to-day basis, what kind of changes are parents going to see once every student succeeds actually passes?
You know, I think what they're going to see 5 minutes after that passes is not just a sigh of relief. There has been a fear factor built in by design under No Child Left. If you're scared enough of being called a failure, if you're scared enough of your kids not being able to go to fourth grade, you'll just magically be able to get them to pass a
sure.
The fear, you
that
know,
works.
If you're scared enough, then you'll that will inspire you.
Fear, the great motivator of education.
Exactly. You know, and so that doesn't work in the business world, by the way, either, but that's the model that they had. And so I think right away you will have educators say, finally, people understand, I love my kids. I want to be creative. You will see the shackles taken off of our school teachers as they say, some of the things I'm doing in my school are really important to kids loving learning. Current events, by the way, art, the theater class, the band, those are all things that don't end up on a standardized test, and those are the things that have been taken away from us. So finally, we're going to be able to get back to giving some true power, some authority over instructional design, instructional interventions by the people who know the names of the boys and girls.
Well, that'll be a nice change.
How crazy is that?
A nice change. But just to clarify, this does not mean an end to standardized testing. There's still going to be the test, but what it will mean is that the federal government is not overseeing everything and that the curriculum is not based on we have to score well on these tests or we lose out on everything else.
And here's the ultimate irony. The places in the world like Finland, by the way, that we keep being, it's like we have global competition. They did better on this, this international test. They don't have standardized testing in Finland.
Not
they
at all?
At all. No, they outlawed it. They said it's a waste of time and money. It doesn't really give us a lot of information. Hmm. So every 3 years they give them at random, by the way, an international test, and they score off the charts because they're actually spending time teaching and learning. So those kids, when they actually are faced with a standardized test, it's not that they're good test guessers. They actually know what they're talking about. They're confident. They've come to school ready to learn, and they feel respected and comfortable in that learning environment. That's what we need from our global competition. We need to learn from that.
Lily, how can people get some more information?
You know, so many people have had questions about the details. We put up a website anyone can go up to. The original law was called the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, ESEA. So go up to GetESEARight.com, and not only will you get a lot of good information, you'll get some information about how you can get involved, because we want parents in the community to be working with educators, to go up to those state capitals, to go to your school board, to go to your local school and say, here are the kinds of things we want to be measuring. These are the indicators of success that we want for our kids. And our voices now have a chance to be heard.
Very nice. GetESEARight.com. Lily, thanks very much for the time this morning.
A pleasure.
Take care. That's Lily Eskelson-Garcia. She is the president of the National Education Association. So good news if you are an educator. You'll actually get a little more control, which will be good.